Hey, podcast fam. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Saturday here in New York. It's a beautiful day, sunny, and I'm accepting that for what it is because today we're talking about the love of fate, or in Latin, that's amor fati. This can be interpreted in multiple ways. Could be, you know, shit into sugar, lemon into lemonade, self-fulfilling prophecy. There's a lot of interpretations of this, but the end results, the mindset of is the key to unlock how you view and how these things happen in life. Because at the end of the day, things kind of just happen, right? Events in life, they're not positive or negative. They're neutral. No, just like the weather. The weather doesn't care if you like the rain or dislike the rain. The reason why rain's on top of mind is that yesterday in New York in the evening, there was flash flooding, right? There was flash flooding warnings, a torrential downpour for a minute. It got so bad to the point that there was a festival, Panorama. It's actually happening today and tomorrow as well. But me and a few friends, we were only going on Friday. And we saw the weather. It was like, this looks pretty bad. Like, there's scattered thunderstorms. And then by, I think, 5:30 o'clock, they called and said it was canceled. And, like, obviously, you can see that as sucks and whatever, boo-hoo. But honestly, I was like, whatever. Like, thankfully, I wasn't there in the moment. But, you know, that's how the universe works. Sometimes the weather is good. It's sunny and shiny. Sometimes the weather isn't. That doesn't have to change anything. It just is the day for that day. You can still crush it that day. It shouldn't change how you operate. But again, it's like, it's easier said than done, right? I think we've been kind of like trained being like certain things are negative or certain things are positive, but you know, and this, and these mind frames, typically we exaggerate the dangers. So I bet if I was out there in the rain, I started pouring and thundering, probably exaggerate being like, oh shit, this sucks. Meanwhile, I was actually inside and I didn't. I was like, well, there's really no danger to me. I'm inside, protected, sheltered, no problem. But the reason why I was thinking about this is because I think a lot of people just think negatively on certain things. And that just kind of is like a self-fulfilling like prophecy, right? If you think negatively, act negatively, which influences what you focus on, and then that kind of ignores the positive opportunity and ignores what you could do. So, for example, because we didn't get to go to that festival, I instead just was like, okay, well, festival is going to play music. I'm, you know, trying to build as a side skill DJ skills. I'm actually about to go to a class literally right after I record this episode. I'm going into the city to attend my Saturday afternoon class. So I took the opportunity and just DJ'd for a couple hours, you know, practicing, downloading some new songs off of like those, I guess they have like pool subscriptions. The one I use is BPM Supreme. So went in, downloaded some music, listened to it, set some cue points, try to see if I can mix with other songs I already had in like an ongoing set that I've been using, practicing that set, trying to get myself more amped and ready for some of the upcoming performances I have in class. Now I'm in level 5, so there's a lot more performances is like advanced mixing, so introducing a lot of other concepts and really trying to show variety as a DJ. So it's like right now I feel very comfortable doing EQ mixing. Like I can kind of like, I can beat slam a little bit. It's pretty easy to beat slam. My scratch mixing's okay. Definitely need to improve more on that. The reason why is because I have a controller at home, so it's not as like smooth as if I had like actual turntables and like was able to actually do some cool live things. So definitely need to focus more on that. But regardless, spent the time, was able to see the rain as an opportunity to do something that I wouldn't have otherwise done for that day. Still got to listen to music. Probably wasn't the music I was expecting to listen to, but looking back, I was happy. So I was able to at least use that time productively and not be like, oh, this sucks. Oh, this is shit. I turned that shit into sugar. I made something sweet out of it. Just like you making something sour like lemon, you can turn it into lemonade, you know? Throw some sugar on that sour shit. And then you have sweet shit. I don't know. But yeah, really been thinking about this a lot. Because I think it's really true. Like the thought you feed is the one that grows, right? If you're feeding plants water every day, it's going to grow and it's going to probably grow healthy versus if you, you know, feed it like dirty, gross, polluted water, probably not going to grow that well, right? Thinking about the healthy, clean water is like positive thoughts and the dirty, gross water is negative thoughts. You're only going to get what you give, right? I know, again, it's easier said than done, but mindset's, I think, 80% of the game. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but who knows? I definitely think so. Another example, you know, I don't know, you know, after you exercise, I feel like there's a natural high. That's why, one of the reasons why I'm like a little bit more amped up this episode than like last episode, because it's the weekend, and on the weekends, Saturdays and Sunday mornings, I go work out, do an Orange Theory class. That gets my blood going, gets me like amped up and ready to go for the day. So yeah, I don't know. These are quick thoughts. I mean, again, I understand that we live, especially in America, a society of relative prosperity, better than like 200, 300 years ago. I don't know. I think the problem though with that society is that, you know, then we automatically deserve good things, right? Like I deserve amazingness. Like that's not really, you know, it's not really what happens in life. You gotta, again, it's still neutral. Even when setbacks occur, like I hit setbacks all, like good amount of time. I mean, yeah, you have to do a little bit of self-reflection, like how did this happen? But a lot of times we blame other people and we spend too much time blaming ourselves. That's just losing time, right? You're just going against the grain. You know, it's like, yeah, you gotta process it a little bit. But once you process it a little bit, just go, right? I mean, yes, you may have to work harder than someone else because you don't have the same resources as someone else. And that's understandably, but at the end of the day, if you want to get at it and you want to get to a better place, you got to have that, like, I don't know, hustler mindset. Got to have something that's like realistic and effective. You may not be able to get millions of dollars overnight, but you know, even if you start with $0, how can you get to $50? And once you get to $50, how do you get to $100? Once you get to $100, how do you get to $200? How do you then use what you have to exponentially grow to the next step? Again, it could take years, but right, thinking about one of the things I've really been thinking about, which is, you know, where you are today, is it better than where you were a year ago? Did you make those positive steps? Did you not let any of those setbacks drag you too far back? You know, maybe took a temporary pause, which is good. You got to have like a vacation for the mind, but then keep going forward and not just stall or run out. So, yeah, just wanted to get those rapid thoughts out. Need to stop this so I can, won't be too late. Probably gonna be a few minutes late at this point. But anyway, yeah, hope you have a good weekend. Hope you crush it. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care.